During the last 2 months, as there's been less traffic on our roadways, there are reports of more speeders and jaywalkers, particularly here on Oahu. The Honolulu Police Department has been ticketing the scofflaws, and when it wants to remind the public that the rules of the road are meant to keep people safe, whether you're walking or driving a car. And as many businesses are set to open on Friday, the public is being reminded to be careful out there. We reached out to HPD's Sergeant Dana Souza to talk about enforcement, but first we hear from Lance Ray of Walk Wise Hawaii about the fatalities so far this year.
So if you look at January 1, 2019 to May 6, 2019, we had 41 traffic fatalities. Mm-hmm. We had 16 motor vehicle occupants across the entire state, 17 pedestrians, and then we had 8 people that were either like a moped or a scooter, that kind of operator. The same time for this year, January 1st, 2020 to May 6, 2020, we had 25 traffic fatalities. 10 of them were motor vehicle occupants, 9 were pedestrians, and 6 were, again, moped scooter operators. So you can see there's been a considerable decrease in each of the categories. Across the islands for pedestrians, we had 5 fatalities on Oahu as opposed to 9 the last year. But in Hawaii County, we had 3 pedestrian fatalities where we only had 2 last year. And then on Maui, we only had 1, and last year at this time, we had 5. So, and again, when I say only had any fatalities, too many fatalities, I want to make sure that you understand that. So we have seen a decrease in traffic fatalities across the board, yet I am witnessing a lot of bad behavior by drivers and pedestrians while I'm watching them on the streets.
What is HPD seeing out there?
On the numbers-wise, in April, we've issued out 225 pedestrian violation citations.
This is like jaywalking?
Yes, that compromise of jaywalking pedestrians to obey by the signals, that walking hand signals, and also crossing in other than roadways.
Okay, so you folks are still out there enforcing laws, even though we have watched a lot of the traffic go down and, there are fewer people out and about on the streets.
Yes, all traffic laws violations will be addressed accordingly by the officers.
So what's the message that you folks want to get out as we start to slowly reopen businesses? We have seen so many more people out walking.
For the Honolulu Police Department, everything for us is arriving, safely and utilizing your common sense too when it comes to social distancing. We are trying to make sure that all laws are being upheld too, and we understand that sometimes people, like how we're saying, the bike lanes, people walking in the bike lanes in Waikiki and some of the bicyclists have noted that they don't believe that the person should be walking in a bike lane, but sometimes they can get caught on a sidewalk. So just got to remember that there's no rush to go nowhere. Sometimes you might have to step into a walkway that goes to an apartment building. Sometimes they have those long walkways just so you can keep your social distancing, but officers will be out there still enforcing all violations.
Yeah, and I'd like to comment on that as well, because everyone's trying to practice 6-foot distance as you're walking down the sidewalk, but of course it's impossible if it's a very narrow sidewalk, and you have someone coming toward you. Then the only place for you to go actually is in the street. So I've been noticing pedestrians sort of stepping in between cars, and in some cases kind of crossing, going around the car on the street, which is very, very dangerous. We recommend that pedestrians, if you have to step off the curb between two cars, just wait there until that pedestrian passes and continue on the sidewalk. Don't go into the street. Make sure you're facing traffic so you know that traffic is coming, because a lot of cars may be driving along the roadway and not anticipating that a pedestrian is going to come between two cars, right?
And what about in neighborhoods? What's happening in neighborhoods?
As far as we've seen in neighborhoods, well, more people are just trying to get their exercise out. So, of course, they're utilizing walking as their main source of exercise. So there's more people on the sidewalks now at times than it seems as there is vehicles.
Yeah, and people are distracted. I have to say, they're wearing their masks, right, and being safe out there as well. So sometimes the mask is not fitting very well. And then so their mouth is closed, their nose is closed, and then many of them have ear pods on and listening to music. So we do see a lot of distracted walkers. They're kind of in their zone, doing their own thing, And I encourage everyone to maybe take those ear pods on and pay a little more attention to where they're walking. Have a plan. plan your route when you're going outside to get your exercise, even if you're in a neighborhood.
What do you tell drivers? Should they be wearing masks in the car?
For me, I wear glasses, so when I put on my mask, again, we need to wear a mask when we're going into a store, right? We're going to the grocery store, but we don't need a mask when we're in our car. You know, we're traveling with our family who we're quarantined with. Take off that mask, because that mask can impair your vision a little bit to the left and right, and also for those of us who wear glasses, they fog up.
Yes.
Right? The breath fogs up and you can't see very well. So take off that mask, put it between your seats, and then remember to put it on before you get out of the car.
Anything else, Dana, that you want to add just as far as drivers and what you're seeing out there?
With the drivers, the main thing, one of the biggest concerns we have is the usage of distracted driving devices such as cell phones.
Yeah.
And sometimes that can even become the other people you have in your vehicle. Sometimes people are talking, having a conversation, and then they don't realize they've run through a stop sign. And who knows who's crossing the street at that point, too, if a pedestrian comes through that stop crosswalk area and you just ran the stop sign because you're fiddling with your phone, you're talking with another person in your car, and you're ultimately just not paying attention, because we've grown accustomed and probably in the last month to nobody on the roadways. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it starts getting, we might have, like how Lance said, people coming out of between vehicles and you're not aware of it because you're not fully focused on the road in front of you.
And a report came out from the Governor's Highway Safety Association, and we've been seeing the pedestrian deaths were on a decline for, almost like 30 years. Then in 2009, we kind of saw a reversal of pedestrian fatalities, and that's because, we're seeing more cell phone usage by, people on the streets, by pedestrians and drivers. We're seeing less forgiving vehicles, like larger SUVs, so pedestrians are being struck, by bigger cars now. So as we're seeing all these other traffic fatalities nationally, including in Hawaii, going down, pedestrian accidents and fatalities have been going up because of these distraction issues and because of larger vehicles.
I have seen more electric scooters,
mm-hmm.
and these devices. They look like skateboards, but they're motorized.
Yeah.
One wheelies, yeah. We call them, they're like one wheels, they call those electric motorized one wheels, and they use their weight, yeah, to kind of go forward and backwards, but they go quickly.
They do go fast, and so I was just surprised to see so many of them. I guess maybe they figure, there are not that many cars out on the street, and so they're out there.
Yeah, and it's dangerous too, because it's not like they have a driver's license for those bicycles, or those motorized things. So they're not sort of following any sort of traffic laws. I mean, I see them zooming through stop signs and going through crosswalks, and they're kind of haphazard, a little bit dangerous.
And are they supposed to be on the sidewalks or in the bike lanes?
The description of those vehicles, those are like, they're not, they don't have a what's called like a motorized, so they're not a motor. So what we consider motors for laws-wise is anything with 5 horsepower or more. So when they utilize, they're not supposed to be in the bike ways, because they're for bike, so they're made for bikes. And then they're technically considered, in a sense, pedestrians at that point, because we don't really have a classification mm-hmm. for what they're riding. It's just an electric,
So if they are considered a pedestrian, they really should be on the sidewalk, behaving like a pedestrian. But I think many times their operators behave, as if they were a driver. Right?
So there's a loophole there.
There's a little bit of loophole, yeah.
Yeah, we're still trying to catch up in the whole, and not enforcement of it, but just the definition of the motor. Because some people have, those electric things can be, like we said, they're going fast, so when having the horsepower and everything like that to clearly define what they're on. But as far as right now, it seems like as if it's a recreational vehicle. Yeah? Like a recreational, the exact is like recreational,
device or something. Yeah.
But they're considered, they're a vulnerable user of our roadways, they can easily be injured, from being struck by a vehicle, right?
Anything else that you think would be important to underscore as we start to see more traffic?
Well, I would just say, just a reminder to all our drivers, our primary purpose as a driver is to get from point A to point B safely. That's our job, to drive this. So plan your route ahead of time. Remember that we're not in the car to, our purpose is not to listen to music and eat food, and there's a lot of things we can do in the car that are equally as distracting as using your cell phone. We do know that people use their cell phones in their car illegally. You know, put that phone in the trunk of your car in the back seat so you're not tempted by it. You know, make sure the little make sure your phone is set so that if somebody does try to call you, that message goes about, says, you know, hey, I'm driving right now, I'll get hold of you when I stop the car. You know, make sure you do that, you know, and we'll make our roadway safer.
And Dana, anything else from HPD's point of view?
From our point of view is being cognizant, no matter if you're a driver or a pedestrian. As a pedestrian, sometimes you may need to think that a vehicle can't see you due to, you know, coming around a corner. Sometimes we have those vehicles that are taller, lifted trucks, things of that sort, which as vehicles come, they have a hard time seeing into a turn. So you as a pedestrian have to think about that. And as a driver, pay attention to the roadway in front of you. Slow down and just make sure that you clearly see all objects in front of you.
And do you think more people have been speeding during the stay-at-home orders because they figured there are fewer people out and about?
The way we've been seeing with that is that we're on this island, we're so used to traffic. You know, a lot of people are so used to waiting in traffic, things of that sort, before this whole incident. And now, during this time, they've seen open roadways, so they've just been on their gas and saying, I'm trying to get there, and there's no cars on the road.
But you folks are ticketing.
Yes, we are. We are addressing all laws as usual.
Yeah, I've been seeing HPD ticket jaywalkers in the downtown area every day. Yeah, there's just people just jaywalking all over the place, trying to pick up their food orders from the restaurants. You know, there's not much traffic out there, so they think, oh, I could just cross the street here, you know, and that's just not safe.
Don't do it.
Don't do it, yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right.
And thank you very much, and please be a safe driver and a safe walker.
That was Lance Ray on behalf of Walkwise Hawaii's campaign and Sergeant Dana Souza of the Honolulu Police Department's Traffic Division, urging everyone across the state to be mindful of safety. On Friday of this week, more Oahu businesses will be opening up their doors, and there may be more motorists and pedestrians out as the COVID restrictions are gradually relaxed.